With Montana News, I'm Peyton Butler. A top aide to Montana Secretary of State, Corey Stapleton, has filed to run for her boss's job next year. Chief of Staff Christy Jacobson, a Republican, filed her candidate registration on Friday with the State Office of the Commissioner of Political Practices. Stapleton is leaving her office after one term to seek the GOP nomination for Montana's U.S. House seat, which will be an open election with U.S. Representative Greg Gianforte running for governor. Jacobson joins State Senate President Scott Sales and State Representative Forrest Mandeville, the other Republicans running for Secretary of State. State Senator Bryce Bennett is running as a Democrat. The Beartooth Pass has closed for the season. Kay Erickson for Yellowstone Public Radio News has the details.
The Montana Transportation Department made that announcement Tuesday morning because of excessive snow and adverse winter conditions. The road between Red Lodge and Vista Point on U.S. Highway 212 had been scheduled to close for the season this weekend. Red Lodge is predicted to see 12 to 18 inches of snow from this storm system. The Wyoming side of the pass closed for the season on September 25th. The Beartooth Pass is scheduled to reopen by Friday of Memorial Day weekend 2020. For Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Kay Erickson.
A Lewis and Clark County jury has found a Helena man guilty of deliberate homicide in the slayings of a couple in their Montana home. The Independent Record reports the jury yesterday also convicted Kyle Hamm of tampering with the weapons used in the brutal slayings of 64-year-old Carla Ray Taylor and 61-year-old David M. Taylor. Governor Steve Bullock on Tuesday ordered a temporary stop to sales of flavored e-cigarettes. The emergency rules take effect October 22nd. Corin Cates Carney reports.
Bullock is directing the Montana Department of Public Health and Human Services to enforce the 120-day ban on flavored e-cigarette sales. The uncommon move to issue this kind of emergency health order is prompted by what his administration is calling a, quote, rapidly developing public health crisis, unquote. Greg Holzman is the state medical officer for DPHHS.
We have an epidemic across the country of youth using these products.
According to a 2019 survey of high schoolers, the number of Montana students who say they use e-cigarettes or vapor products frequently has tripled in the last 2 years. The emergency rule taking effect later this month requires store owners to take flavored e-cigarettes off their shelves. The rule also applies to the online sale of vapor products intended for delivery to a person living in Montana. The state health department says it has the authority to make emergency rules when there is, quote, imminent peril to public health, unquote, that cannot be averted by the administration in any other way. The temporary ban only applies to flavored e-cigarettes, but the state health department says unflavored vaping products are also not safe. Bullock's call for an emergency rule lands on the same day health officials in Gallatin County identified Montana's second confirmed case of vaping-related lung illness. The Gallatin County case announced Tuesday matches the majority of the nearly 1,100 confirmed and probable cases nationwide of pulmonary illness related to vaping and e-cigarette use, as reported by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. According to the CDC, no one product has been linked to the illnesses, but most contain THC, the psychoactive compound found in marijuana. Montana's temporary ban follows plans by the Trump administration to ban the flavored products. Retailers have legally challenged similar bans in at least one other state. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio News.
A Montana school known for its Blackfeet tribe culture has postponed a volleyball game after a video depicting indigenous people was posted during the rivals' homecoming festivities. The Great Falls Tribune reported Monday that the video shown at Valier High School last week was described by some to be disrespectful as students watching in the gym were heard laughing. State wildlife officials euthanized a grizzly bear that was suffering from a gunshot wound late last month. State and federal officials are now asking for information on who shot the bear near Whitefish. MTPR's Aaron Bolton has more.
Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks received a report late last month of a grizzly bear near Holmes in Olney, north of Whitefish. FWP planned to capture the bear and transport it back to the wilderness, but noticed it was in poor condition once it was trapped. FWP spokesperson Dylan Tabish.
On September 23rd, near Pothole Drive in Olney, our Fish, Wildlife, and Parks officials trapped a grizzly bear and then had to euthanize that bear due to its deteriorating condition from a gunshot wound.
Now, FWP and the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service are asking the public for information.
There's a lot of different penalties for it, but grizzly bears are are protected as threatened species under the Endangered Species Act, and there is a penalty for illegally shooting a grizzly bear.
Anyone with information can call FWP anonymously at 1-800-TIP-MONT and Fish and Wildlife at 406-329-3000. There is up to a $2,000 reward for information. Aaron Bolton, Montana Public Radio News.
A lawsuit filed Monday alleges a child at a private therapeutic home that was closed this summer amid abuse allegations was also forced to work on employees' personal property. MTPR's Aaron Bolton reports on the latest allegations against Ranch for Kids.
According to the complaint, Rachel Limewood of Washington State sent her child, referred to by the initials DO, to the Ranch for Kids to get treatment for reactive attachment disorder. The ranch's website says it specializes in treating Russian adoptees with that and fetal alcohol syndrome. Court documents allege that DO was forced to perform maintenance and repair work at the defendant's properties for 8 hours at a time. The suit argues that meets the definition of an employee under Montana state law. The suit filed Monday in U.S. District Court in Missoula names Ranch for Kids, Executive Director Bill Sutley, his mother and Vice President Joyce Sterkel, brother and presiding officer Daniel Sutley, as well as 10 unnamed individuals. Allegations laid out in court documents also say DO was subjected to physical and mental abuse, as well as periods of isolation that could last, quote, weeks on end. State health officials made similar allegations when they removed kids from the ranch and suspended its license this summer. The family is also alleging that the ranch was deceptive in its advertising practices, amounting to fraud. The complaint calls for the defendants to pay $75,000 in damages, attorney fees, and back wages for DO's work. Documents also call for a trial by jury. Calls to Ranch for Kids were not returned by deadline, and the law firm representing the family, Reap, Bell, Laird, and Jasper, was not available for comment. Aaron Bolton, Montana Public Radio News.